500 applicants, a conservative estimate, one hire. 500 to 1 ratio, 2% chance of getting hired. Regardless of your education, skills, experience, or connections, job searching today is akin to betting against the house. The 499 who didn't get hired will likely say, "I'm over 45, so it must be ageism. I'm green, so it must be racism. I identify as whatever, so it must be whatever. I don't fall into a DEI category, so it must be reverse racism." Rare is the job seeker who'll admit, "I could have done a better job applying or interviewing." In most cases, job seekers reach for the "I'm a victim" card, read, excuse, as the reason they weren't selected for an interview or hired. With rejection so prevalent, self-professed career coaches, who never provide empirical data and only offer selective anecdotes, details are never given, exploit the vulnerability of job seekers by telling them what they want to hear. They claim it's not their fault and that employers are bad people looking for unicorns and rock stars, all as a ploy to sell their service. Actions and inactions have consequences, especially in job hunting. Based on my observations and conversations, people rarely consider the consequences of their actions or inactions, instead blaming circumstances, or everyone but themselves, for their lack of success. What you eat today will affect you tomorrow. Not returning a phone call immediately could mean a lost opportunity. Today's sense of entitlement among job seekers is so prevalent that it's fueling visible anger. "I'm not getting what I deserve," or "I'm not getting what I want." Anger frequently results in false pride and an overinflated belief in worth. It's the job market, not your opinion of yourself, that determines your worth. Overcoming this mentality is one of the most difficult challenges for job seekers. We are all born into this world to make our own way. Nothing is promised, not health, safety, food, shelter, happiness, love, or a job. Social media amplifies voices, opinions, and narratives too well. The result is a toxic echo chamber that makes it seem like everyone is a victim of something: ageism, sexism, racism, and more. While many isms are undeniably real, you have little to no influence in changing them. Dwelling on systemic issues distracts you from finding a job. As a job seeker, you're in the job-finding business, not the advocacy for hiring policy changes business. Since your mindset directly influences your attitude and behavior, having a victim mentality is counterproductive. Blaming external factors, often unquantifiable, for your frustrations won't bring you closer to finding a job. Job seekers who play the victim card become passive observers of the job market rather than taking actionable steps to change their strategy. A victim mentality or sense of entitlement turns employers off and is often evident during interviews. Experienced recruiters or hiring managers can immediately spot entitlement or a negative attitude. Employers prefer proactive, resourceful candidates who take responsibility for their actions. Let go of any sense of entitlement you may have. Employers and the world owe you nothing. Network relentlessly by reaching out to contacts, attending events, and engaging on LinkedIn. Embrace rejection as a learning tool. Analyze what went wrong and adjust your job search strategy. Resilience is key. Setbacks are part of achieving goals. Focus on what you can contribute to employers, not what you want them to give you. Your actions and inactions are the ultimate contributors to your job search success. Control what you can influence. Are you applying to the right jobs and companies? My advice: don't just look for a job, look for your tribe. Seek employers who will welcome you. Does your resume and LinkedIn profile showcase tangible results you've achieved for employers, backed by numbers rather than opinions? Are you actively seeking out opportunities and networking? Focus on articulating how you can solve problems for an employer. By envisioning yourself as a solutions provider, "How can I help this employer?" you cultivate a proactive approach to your job search. When job hunting, your greatest asset is your mindset. Yes, systemic issues exist and may affect your job search. However, allowing these isms, which you can't change, to dominate your focus is counterproductive. Don't let those with an entitlement mentality convince you that a host of systemic barriers are preventing you from finding a job. Instead, focus your energy and attention on what you can do to secure employment. Nick Kosovan, a well-seasoned veteran of the corporate landscape, offers advice on searching for a job. Copyright Troy Media. The commentaries offered on sasktoday.ca are intended to provide thought-provoking material for our readers. The opinions expressed are those of the authors. Contributors' articles or letters do not necessarily reflect the opinion of any sasktoday.ca staff.